Welcome. Let's join best-selling author Fred Kuhn as he interviews our next guest expert.
Welcome, everybody. Fred Kuhn here, Workplace Strategies. Our guest today is Ariel Ludwig, and our topic is preparing for an interview. What are you doing, and how much time does this take, and why are you spending all of this time doing this? So welcome, Ariel, to the podcast.
Thank you, Fred, for having me.
For our guests, Ariel has quite a nice background. She has a Master's of Education. She has the Army Continuing Education System Transition Specialist Certifications. She currently writes resumes. And for those in the military looking for military transition resumes, we're probably going to have another podcast on that specific subject. So today, I would like to ask the first question here. How much time should be invested in preparing for an interview and why?
Okay, so for a civilian who's always been in the civilian workforce, they're going to be spending at least 1 to 2 hours preparing for an interview themselves. And then if we look at this from a military perspective, someone who's a little more unfamiliar with the civilian workspace and the entire interview process, they are going to want to spend 3+ hours easily preparing for an interview. And I've got a list of 15 things they'll need to do. So one is company research. Another is preparing your interview questions for the hiring manager. Preparing your responses to common interview questions is another topic you'll want to focus time on. And then preparing your clothing and even scouting the location.
So, how do they go about preparing for knowing what the interview questions are going to be, much less what the answers are?
So you can go to the websites like Glassdoor with kind of insider information where people may have shared information about the interview process with different companies. And then you want to find out, are you going to expect a panel interview, a behavioral interview, a structured interview? And then try to practice just common interview questions, which there's a plethora of lists out there online that you can find these common interview questions and just practice them. And even if you don't get asked that particular question, it's a good exercise to help you just get to know yourself better and how you're going to fit into the workspace.
If you don't get asked it this time, you're going to get it asked next time. So you might as well prepare for it now, right?
Yes, that's very true. Yep.
Ariel, you mentioned behavioral interviews. Do they do a lot of those in the military? I mean, you have a lot of experience with it. Your husband's an officer in the military, and you've been watching and observing for a number of years.
I don't know that I've heard about that. I know that my husband has had to interview for different positions to see if some squadron commander wants him to come on as his XO, as his current position, and other things similar to that. And then they usually, I think it's more of a personality thing to make sure that they'll be able to work well together because they've got your military records there and they know by those records if they're interested in your experience, and then they're finding out if they can work well with you. So I don't think that a lot of military have a ton of experience with the behavioral interviews, but I could be wrong.
I don't think so either. It's an interesting topic. You can read a lot about it on the web and understand what it is, but you know what it boils down to, Ariel? Do you play well with others?
Yes.
So when the folks in the military are preparing for an interview outside, what should they be doing with their time?
So let's start with first researching the company. So you want to start by reading their website back to front, 100% every word. I was once asked a question that I thought that I read a website completely through. I missed a page somewhere. I was asked a question. I had a flubbed answer because I didn't do my research well enough. So yeah, they may ask you something that seems in left field to you, but if it's on their website, they expect you to know it.
If it's on their website, it's important to them, isn't it? So
yes,
whatever's
exactly
important to them, if you're going to take their money, it must become important to you if you want to work there.
Yes, definitely. They probably have a page that's about us that defines their mission and values. So you especially want to be aware of that so that you can see if yours align with theirs. And then if they do, make sure that you're communicating that during the interview.
I would also add there's two other pages in these company websites that are critical. If you can find the bios about us on the About Us page and look for the executive teams, try to find out who the person is that runs that area you're going to be working in and see if there's any commonality, because you may get an interview with them. And if you do, you want to have some common points of conversation. The other area I would think that would be important is to gather the keywords. Comb the site and write down a list of all the keywords that you're seeing there. Then see, do you have those skills, right?
Yeah, and you're going to become more familiar with their industry terminology and jargon by reading their website. And that's something that service members leaving the military absolutely need to do. They need to learn the language of this new realm that they are entering.
So I guess my last question is, in doing all this research, now you've got all this research, you've got the keywords, you understand the people that are there, you've tried to tag your background with some of the things that are in common with them and with the company and their philosophy. What questions do you still have to get ready to be prepared for this thing? What else should you be doing?
So it's absolutely pertinent that you prepare insightful, thoughtful questions to ask the hiring manager or the panel during the interview. It usually comes about that you'll be invited to do this at the end. And certainly if you're having a conversation throughout the interview, you might be able to sprinkle some in during, and that would be great. You know, getting the interview to a more conversational place is ideal. You don't want it to stick to like a question and answer script, because you want to be able to share more about who you are and give them a better sense of yourself. But I always suggest taking a list of 5 to 10 questions, even typed, with you to the interview, so that when you are asked if you have any questions for them, you have spare in case some of them were answered, as inevitably some will be. And always try to ask at least 2 or 3 great questions. And I think in doing all this research on the company, you want to look up industry news, but look up company news. You want to find out their pain points, how they're addressing those. So I think in all of this research that you're doing on the company, if you're really interested in being active in that industry, questions are naturally going to come to mind. You want to ask questions about like, what are their goals? What kind of project would you first be working on? Don't ask listicle type questions. You know, I don't know what you think about this, Fred, but I don't really love the question when you're asking the hiring manager, like, what got you into this field? I feel like that's a little filler.
Here's what I tell clients. You've done your homework, right? And you know what the industry is. You know what the competitors are doing. If you've done any kind of research on their stock, if they're a public company, all that information is available. Mm-hmm. So you look at the hiring manager and you say something to the effect of, you know, I noticed in your business plan for 2019 that you're expecting a decline in XYZ within the company. What are the company plans to address that?
Exactly, Fred. There.
But here, Uriel, is this. I already know how I would address the problem. So I've asked that question, and I already have a suggestion in mind from my previous experiences. So when the person gives me an answer, no matter what it is, something like, that's very interesting. Let me share with you one of the things that I did. So you've asked a question, you've already got a prepared story for. And you're right. It's a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's a conversation, a two-way street. And that story, then you can share, and it makes you look more like the Rubik's Cube. They can see different sides and aspects of your capabilities by having that conversation, as you mentioned.
Yep, absolutely.
Are there any closing comments that you have, Ariel?
So Also, don't forget to take some printed copies of your resume with you to the interview. Take any letters of recommendation. Just take a small leather-bound portfolio. I have a few of these that I've picked up at education fairs or job fairs, all on military bases, because that's where I spend my time. But yeah, people are always handing out these portfolios for free. So if you don't have the funds to buy one or you find yourself at a job fair, then be on the lookout for one of those. It just helps pull your whole look together and shows that you've come prepared for the interview.
Ariel Ludwig, thank you very much for your time and for being part of Workplace Strategies podcast series. Look forward to having you again.
Yes. I look forward to coming back. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.